WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The New Orleans New Year's attacker may have been planning the assault for weeks. He rented the truck used in the attack in the middle of November. Federal officials released bulletins about their investigation. CBS's Sam Vinograd explains why.
After a mass casualty event like what transpired in New Orleans, federal authorities ensure their partners have the right information by disseminating bulletins. We know that they disseminated a bulletin, for example, warning about the risk of copycat attacks, and they also conduct calls.
President-elect Trump now faces sentencing next Friday in his New York hush money case, shortly before he starts his second presidency. Katrina Kaufman explains.
You know, just because you were elected president after a jury made this decision, really, it's not the general public that can change the verdict. The jury is the only one who sat in that courtroom, who heard all of the evidence. So the fact that the public then decided to elect Trump into office after that happened doesn't negate what happened in that courtroom.
A major winter storm is forecast to hit parts of the Midwest and East starting Saturday. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Winter storm advisory stretched 1,500 miles from West Kansas all the way to West Virginia. And I think the winter storm warnings will be pushed off to the east as we go through time. 0.5 inch to 0.75 inch of ice possible and 6 to 12 inches of snow possible.
The first memorial service for former President Jimmy Carter is scheduled for Saturday in Atlanta.
It all starts with a journey from Plains to Atlanta. The former president's funeral procession will stop briefly at the state capitol before going on to the Carter Presidential Center, where his body will lie in repose until Tuesday morning. The Carter Center's Kelly Callahan.
The public is invited to come to the Carter Center from anywhere in Atlanta or Georgia or Alabama, Tennessee, or anywhere they'd like to come from to pay their respects to President Carter.
On Tuesday, Carter's body will be taken to Washington. A full state funeral is set for Thursday ahead of his burial in Plains. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
The head of the Federal Aviation Administration says changes are still needed within Boeing, a year after a door panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX during flight. Cairo TV's Ranji Sinha reports from the plant in Everett, Washington.
Outgoing FAA Chief Mike Whitaker said Friday the company still needs, quote, a fundamental culture shift to put safety and quality above profits, and that the FAA has a lot more work to do when it comes to oversight of Boeing. But the agency says after the door plug blowout, the FAA did put more inspectors on the factory floors here in the Pacific Northwest and around the world and cap production levels on Boeing 737 MAX.
The FAA will continue its stricter oversight of Boeing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against Ferris State tonight at Five Serve Forum. It's part of the holiday face-off tournament going on this weekend. The Badgers hope to improve their record of 7-10-1. NFL, the Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota. 3:25 tomorrow, Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Just going against Green Bay, you know, everybody know we hate them and they hate us. The fans know just the whole rivalry in general is something to get juiced up about. So I definitely rank this one high.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game. So we're going into their place, and, you know, we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for. So we're trying to go down there and handle business in the NFC North, which we've dropped a couple games already this year. So we need to go get a win.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mamma Mia, there is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Pubity.com. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above, wind chills at times below zero. Sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s. A few more clouds on Sunday, highs to the mid-20s. Maybe some snow Sunday night and Monday. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
You. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. And just take a look at my one sheet here. Ah, there we go. Why is President Musk endorsing Nazis? I get it. You know, some people call him the space Nazi and all that, but, you know, I always thought that was tongue-in-cheek. But last night at 1 o'clock in the morning, he posted, only the AfD can save Germany. The AfD is the party alternative for Deutschland, which is basically a neo-Nazi party. And so Trump seems to be, you know, now going after the European Union also. Now, keep in mind, the AfD is the party that Putin likes. And we know that Trump and, or we, excuse me, we hear from the Wall Street Journal that Trump and Musk have been talking to Putin for the last couple of years, back channel. And here's Donald Trump posting on Truth Social 4 minutes after Elon Musk endorsed AfD in Germany. Trump posts, I told the European Union that they must make up their tremendous deficit with the United States by a large-scale purchase of our oil and gas. Otherwise, it's tariffs all the way. Which is, you know, I mean, this is shaking the politics of Europe. Gideon Rachman, who is the chief foreign affairs commentator for the Financial Times. I subscribe to the Financial Times, have for years, and I read his, anytime Gideon Rachman writes something, I read it, because he's solid. He said, Musk's megalomania grows apace. He's clearly trying to engineer a far-right revolution across the Western world. He's now backed the AfD. Before that, he backed Reform in Great Britain. The Reform Party in Great Britain is the anti-Brexit party and the one that's most closely associated with the hard right. Back to Gideon Rachman. And he's the dominant figure in Trump world. He'll clearly get behind Le Pen, you know, another kind of neo-Nazi. Joni Eskola, a Finnish geopolitical scientist, analyst, she says, Musk seems focused on destabilizing Europe while strengthening Russia and China. He will support anti-EU candidates as much as possible. Germany should be prepared, as he has already started influencing elections by openly backing the pro-Russian, pro-Chinese, far-right AfD. What the hell is going on here? I mean, this should be quite concerning, frankly, to all Americans. And clearly the world is concerned about this. Meanwhile, you'll recall Joe Biden, you know, when he came into office, he said that he wanted to eliminate student debt in the United States. Republicans, I believe it was 16, I forget the number, it was something in that neighborhood, some teen number of Republican attorneys general, state attorneys general, sued him
and took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, no, you can't just eliminate student debt. And so he's been doing it piecemeal based on a piece of legislation that was passed back in 2007. This was a Barack Obama initiative called the Public Service Student Loan Forgiveness Program. And basically what it is if you've worked for a certain number of years for government or for an approved nonprofit, then you can have your student loans wiped out after you've made your regular payments for 10 years. And so he's using that now to, he's already approved $180 billion in student debt relief for 4.9 million people. And today he's announced that tens of thousands of public servants, estimated 55,000 people, will receive $4.28 billion in student debt cancellation. This is, you know, very, very good news for people who are burdened with student debt and who have been working in the nonprofit sector or working for government. So good on our president, Joe Biden. He's still doing good stuff. So what's on your mind? Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Scientists discovered a new dinosaur. It's called T. Rump. A sore ass dawn.
I get it.
Okay. I guess my point, the reason I called, I wanted to say corporations are just an extension of rich owners.
By and large,
50 yeah. years ago, corporations were regulated to not harm the public.
Mm-hmm.
Now they are subsidized by huge tax dollars that make the rich richer and harm the public.
I agree.
We need to re-regulate corporations, and we need to take the money out of politics.
Completely agree. Completely agree. The challenge is how to do that. You're never going to have that happen with Republicans in charge because they are all pro-oligarchy.
Yeah, and that's why we need to start now for the next elections and start supporting Democrats and start preparing for the next elections and also support groups like Move to Amend and ACLU and voting rights groups and all that.
Yep. Completely agree. Well said, Chris. Chris, thank you very much and happiest of holidays to you. Charles in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Happy Friday. Long time speaking with you. Something very personal and hurtful happened in that I accepted a new position. Got hired right in my initial interview. It was for a driver delivery specialist for a major auto parts retailer. And because of my background in oil, gas, chemical, cryogenic gases, he offered me the job on the spot and even gave me more money. Well, unfortunately, they assigned me to a trainer, a 45-year-old guy that of dubious character who listened to the music at decibel levels that you couldn't speak. And seemed to want to sing to every song as if he was a karaoke bar. And what made it worse is that while he was behind the wheel of the company vehicle, he was texting on his personal phone and talking. And
holy cow.
I finally brought it up to a manager who thanked me and said, yeah, I did the right thing. Got sent out. And I just said, can I be with someone who's more safe? Got sent out with the guy again. He lost his temper, told me to shut the F up. Told me to go get another job, said, you told on me, I'm a valued employee, and you can go, you know what? And I was so surprised and unnerved that I called my boss and I said, you know, this guy is threatening me, and I don't feel comfortable or safe. So as it turns out, I ended up bailing out, and I took light rail back in Vancouver from Hillsboro. You know our area.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, the manager said, you did the right thing, and please write a statement. Long story short, I'm the one that got terminated.
Yeah, of course. And, that's often the case with whistleblowers.
I know. And, you know, I had a former friend said, well, you should have kept your mouth shut. And it's like, no, I'm a professional driver. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm concerned about safety and liability. And as I told your kind screener, you know, trickle-down economics has always been a fallacy. But I believe, and this happened right after a week after the election, but I firmly believe now more than ever that trickle-down evil is alive and apparent, and you know that. Your listeners know that. Good is bad, right is wrong. Truth and justice don't matter. And I was so distraught, Tom, I was ready to jump off the ledge. But thanks for a few people that cared, and music kept me going. And so I'm hanging in there. And I always appreciate your program, and I tell people left and right about free speech television. I will survive, as they say. But doggone, man, you know, to get terminated from a job when you didn't do anything wrong is just not right.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I absolutely agree, Charles. And that,
can I say one last thing, Tom?
Sure.
I don't know if you can say, but I ask people to boycott O'Reilly Auto Parts if they can. So thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Charles. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
I wish you the happiest of holidays. I realize it's going to be a tough one.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment here on the program with Talk Media for the Sane. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Nothing much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about, but with so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor an insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Their slogan? SelectQuote. They shop, you save. It's true. Get the right life insurance for you at for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/THOM.
Fill the air with peace and calm. Tree was harmed, we let the forest.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. John in North Chelmford, Massachusetts. Hey, John, thanks for listening to WCAP. What's up?
Hey, Tom. this has to do with, it's a little arcane. I think I said that one time when I mentioned the fascists trying to silence ham radio. And this has to do with the woman that... President Musk, Vice President Vance, and his little, Vice President, his little imp Vance, put this woman in, former Fox News person, and I think what she's going to do is look at all the Voice of America radio stations around the world, screen its old technology, get rid of them, everybody can stream. No, they can't. You know, the people in the jungles, you know, not everybody walks around with a computer.
So well, and the same is true in the Russian Federation.
Oh, exactly. And what's going to happen is China Radio International has gone nuts with their transmitters. Mm-hmm. And so that's what people are going to listen to. And I just think it's nuts. And I know it's, like I said, it's...
Well, this happened during Trump's last presidency, as he replaced the head of Voice of America and, you know, that whole system with a right-wing crank, and they started changing the news. They started putting a right-wing spin on everything that we were saying.
Oh, yeah, this will be Fox News International.
Exactly. And, I mean, this is what happens these days when you elect neo-fascist Republicans to the White House. Or to anything, for that matter. I mean, they hate democracy, these people, and they hate America.
Oh, I agree 100%. I really do.
Yeah.
So, listen, I'm going to say 73, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, John. 73's back at you, and appreciate the call. Steve in Gresham, Oregon. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Steve.
Oh. Hi, Tom. So, with all these people leaving, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Uh-oh.
Leaving what?
Okay. All these people that say they're going to leave the country because Trump got elected reminded me of a movie called Duck, You Sucker. Are you familiar with the movie?
I'm not.
Okay. Sergio Leone movie takes place during the Mexican Civil War. It stars Rod Steiger as a Mexican bandit, illiterate, and a James Coburn as an Irishman who's a diamond. And they get sucked into the Mexican Revolution. And there's one scene in it where the Irishman is sitting reading a book, and the Mexican comes
over. Steve, you need to get your mouth near the microphone of your phone. You just faded out on me.
Oh, my phone's doing weird things. I'm sorry. All right.
Yeah, it's doing really weird things now. You still there?
Oh. All right. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. We'll have to have a conversation another time. I'm sorry, Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, I do wish progressives would stop trashing the Democrats all the time.
Yeah, me too.
A guy called in. Huh?
Me too. I agree.
Guy called in talking about the Democrats haven't done anything. Yeah. Remember, 51 million jobs versus the Republicans seeing 0 million.
Yep.
If you can't get that in your head. And you're still trying to run around trying to claim that the Democrats and Republicans are the same. There's something wrong with your head.
Yep. Agreed.
10 recessions versus one. Something's wrong with your head if you're calling a radio station and saying the Democrats and Republicans are basically the same.
Amen.
I'm one of those people who watch the stock market, as one of your other callers said.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think the stock market is broken. However, it has reverted back to what it normally does, and that is when the NASDAQ and S&P 500 and the Dow, the graphs look like sisters, not twins, sisters. They're mm-hmm. They kind of have the same shape for 12 weeks. The Dow just took off on a different tangent, mm-hmm. and I've talked to you about this before, where it appeared that somebody was forcing the Dow to match Donald Trump's Dow, and it's this today is one of the first days that seemingly has stopped happening. I'm not sure what I can do about that. I'm thinking about calling the FBI to see if somebody can investigate if our
I would not advise that, Larry.
Pardon?
I would not advise that. But
I'm trying to do this before Donald Trump becomes president. I know he's going to become president anyway. I'm trying to do it before he becomes president. And I don't really care about any right-winger out there. I've been getting death threats for 20 years because of the things I see on the radio. Mm. They don't scare me.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. Larry, thank you. Thank you for the call. And good luck with that. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of this break. It is Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. There's a growing memorial on Bourbon Street in New Orleans after the New Year's attack. CBS's Nicole Valdez was there.
The names of some of the 14 people killed in this horrifying attack now painted on the wall, wooden crosses, candles lit, and a line of flowers.
A New York judge set a sentencing date for next Friday in President-elect Trump's hush money case. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson explains the consequences of that.
The conviction in New York against Donald Trump will be finalized. Trump will be a convicted felon as he stands there for his inauguration.
Parts of the East will welcome winter next week. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Monday morning is certainly going to be a mess, regardless if you get precip or not. Big time cold coming in for much of the country, 20 to 30 degrees below average into next week.
And first hitting the Midwest. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland has signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against Ferris State tonight at Fiserv Forum. It's part of the holiday face-off tournament going on this weekend. The Badgers hope to improve their record of 7-10-1. NFL, the Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota. 3:25 tomorrow, Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Just going against Green Bay, you know, everybody know we hate them and they hate us. The fans know just the whole rivalry in general is something to get juiced up about. So I definitely rank this one high.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, all the motivation is right there. Division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game. So we're going into their place. And, we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for. So we're trying to go down there and handle business in the NFC North, which we've dropped a couple games already this year. So we need to go get a win.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 10 above, wind chills at times below zero. Sunny forecast for tomorrow, highs in the low 20s. A few more clouds on Sunday, highs to the mid-20s. Maybe some snow Sunday night and Monday. Currently it's 12 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my name, Hartman with two N's, to 511-511. ffrf.us/Hartman and join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text fees may apply.
Away. Santa's team's on display. Bodita's here, they got something to say. Rudolph needs hay, that's organic.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Keno in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Keno, happy Freya's Day.
Yes, yes, yes. The goddess of love, and for which Friday is named after her. Yes, yes. Okay, Tom, a little vacation from politics momentarily. An idea for a gift of service. Pushing people that are shut-ins in a wheelchair. I was in Holland in the Netherlands 20 years ago, and I was in the city of Silversum and in a park talking to a Dutchman, and I heard this singing, and I looked up and down a side street. Here came a parade of, I counted 25 wheelchairs where volunteers were pushing these people to give them an outing. They were shut-ins, people in nursing homes and people that lived in homes that couldn't walk. And talking to this Dutchman, he said, yeah, this started out as a group of retired people that needed something to do, and not all the people that were in the wheelchairs had wheelchairs, so they had some volunteer wheelchairs, but it was not limited to retired people. There were other volunteers, but they would make these outings to push these shut-in people out, come to the park and push them around in the outdoors, and they were singing and happy, and it was a sight that I've never seen. It might be a way for some here in the United States. I don't know if such thing exists, but retired people to organize these outings for shut-ins, and just as an idea of a gift, you know, to make the world a better place.
What a sweet idea, Keno.
Well, it was beautiful to see the 25 wheelchairs coming through the park with all these volunteers pushing them, you know. And I've done it with a few of my older friends that were shut-ins, and just take them out to go around the streets and around the block. And it means so much to them just to get out of their being confined. And sure. So that's an idea as a gift for people. Maybe we got to think of ways to make the world a better place, and that's one little idea.
God bless you, Keno. That's great. If you learn anything more about anybody else doing anything like that, that's the sort of thing that could become a movement if it had the right leadership. By the way, go ahead.
And especially for retired people. I've got a few retired people that they can't figure out what to do with their time now. And this Dutchman in the park, he says that, it started off with retired people, something to do to go make the world a better place. And then it increased so they had, beyond just retired people, other volunteers would come that were able to push these people in wheelchairs.
Right.
And
it
was a beautiful.
I get it. So Keno, you always, on Fridays, you always wish me a happy Freya's Day. Freya, of course, the Norwegian goddess, you know, one of the Norwegian goddesses. My apologies if I've asked you this before, but do you practice any of the old religions?
Yes. Well, I go to the Unitarian Church, and we have a group that practices and gives honor to pagan practices, and that. But all pagan practices, and that one especially, since most people don't know that Friday was named after Freya, which was this Norwegian goddess. And so I just want to bring it to people's consciousness that we still have a connection to our pagan past. Well, and every Friday when we use the word, and of course, Thursday is named after Thor, and Wednesday after Woden, who was Odin. So the pagan influence is still with us, and we got winter solstice coming up here in a day or two. And bless you for being open to all kind of ideas being presented on your program, Tom.
Thank you, Keno. I think the winter solstice is tomorrow, because tonight is the shortest day of the year, or tomorrow, I guess, would be. Keno, thank you. Thanks for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you, and happy holidays to you, and good talking to you. Jackie in Port Townsend, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Well, I'm just upset that we have laws against treason and sedition and subversive activities, 18 U.S.C. Chapter 115. It spells it right out about advocating overthrow of the government and seditious conspiracy, rebellion and insurrection. It's already the law.
Right.
And then we have the Article 2 of the Constitution. And here we are. And plus, all the facts have been collected in the case against Donald Trump, ready to go. And here we are, 1 month before he takes control. What about citizen rights? Yeah. We have a right to hear that case before he becomes president.
Which case are you talking about? There's several.
The January 6th.
Oh, okay. Judge Mershon.
Yeah.
Well, we heard the case. I think we have a right to see a sentence. But
I'm also talking about the Jack Smith case.
Yeah.
It's ready to go. It's ready to go, and we can't even hear it.
I think Jack Smith should, and we don't know that he won't. I think that he should put together a report detailing everything that he was going to bring into court, essentially, and saying, here's what I know. You know, Jack Smith report, kind of like the Mueller report. He needs to do it before the Biden White House leaves. You know, he needs to do it before January 20th so that it's all on the public record. And I sure hope he does that. I mean, I see no indicator that he is, but I see no indicator that he's not. So he's been very, very good. You know, no leaks come out of his shop, which is just amazing. Contrast that with Ken Starr, for example, who was just constantly leaking stuff.
Well, our situation right now is totally against the intention of the founders.
I agree.
And here the Supreme Court, they seem to go back to, what were the founders thinking? Well, they were not thinking this.
Yeah, that's BS. That's just an excuse that they use when they want to change the law in a way that comports with their belief of how America should be or what American law should be. But your point is well taken, Jackie. Jackie, thank you so much and happy holidays. Donna in Palatine, Illinois. Hey, Donna, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Love you.
Thank you.
I have two things that I'd like to, inaccuracies that I'd like to correct.
Mm-hmm.
One, a gentleman called earlier regarding J.D. Pritzker being term limited and that he was going to run for the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. Illinois is one of 13 states that does not term limit their governor.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that's good to know because he seems quite happy as governor and he's doing a damn good job.
Yeah, right. And I think he's great. And I just wanted to make sure that gentleman, realizes that was not true.
So if Dick Durbin doesn't run for re-election, who's going to replace him?
I have no idea.
I have
no idea.
I'm with you. I think Rahm Emanuel is trying to set himself up for it. That's my sense of it right now.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I agree. He's terrible. But apparently he's been a good
ambassador
to Japan.
I think he wouldn't win either. I don't think he would win a primary. So.
Yeah, I suspect you're right.
The The other thing I wanted to say is I realize that this is a nit, but this is something that you say frequently, and it's not quite true, okay? And that is that when Trump had the Russians in the Oval Office, that he did that like the first week of his
It was the first month, wasn't it?
No, it was like around May 10th.
Oh, okay. So it's four months
in. So, I mean,
you
know, it's not, I realize, like I said, this is a nit that you say.
No, thanks for correcting me. I appreciate it. I didn't,
Yeah, because
I knew it was early in his administration. I thought it was much earlier, but thank you for that.
Yeah, because remember, it happened the day after he fired Comey, because he was telling the Russians that he had this problem, and he got rid of the problem.
That's right. You're right.
Remember?
Yep, I do.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it was closer to, it was right around May 10th that happened.
So it was the week of my birthday. My birthday's May 7th, so that maybe that'll help me remember it. Yeah, that he did that in the week of my birthday. Donna, thank you. Thank you so much, and
okay,
I wish you the
happiest
holidays.
Okay, and have a happy Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Yeah, Merry Christmas back to you, Donna. Thank you so much for the call and your family. In a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour, and I'll continue picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. You ever try to get your cholesterol numbers down with diet and exercise? You know how frustrating that can be? Well, Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. Which, don't give up on the diet and exercise, but you heard that right. 3 times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Super Bearing. Always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of my favorite supplements. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get it, go to superbearing.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code to get 15% off is TOM, T-H-O-M.
It's cold outside.
Trump won't go away.
Liberals, you've nowhere to hide.
His tweets are so grim.
He's just warming up again.
Chaos is great.
Your outrage is late.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Dan in Chicago. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. A couple weeks ago, you called for the Democrats to wage class war against the Republicans and the power structure in the country. I think you're a little bit ahead of yourself. The Democrats, first of the wage war, and get the superdelegates, lobbyists, and political consultants out of the convention and also DNC.
I'm all in favor of that too, Dan.
Well, you should be pushing that. That has to happen first.
Yeah.
They block all kinds of progressive programs. They block progressive candidates. They sabotage progressive candidates. It's been a disaster.
I agree.
They're responsible for the retrograde positions that DNC takes.
Yep. Yep, you're right.
They're unelected. They're disappointed by the leadership. And it serves no good purpose for us. Republicans don't do that. The Republicans, the only automatic delegates to Republican conventions are the state chairs and state treasurers. Mm. Otherwise, all of us are elected.
Yeah.
Then we Democrats don't elect all of our delegates.
Yeah.
But we let the corporations rule the DNC.
Dan, I can't argue with you. Okay. I have taken that position in the past, and I will continue to. The Democratic Party needs to purge itself of these parasites and these corporate influences within the party. I can't disagree. Thank you. Jan in Etna Green, Indiana. Hey, Jan, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I've got a question. Since everybody's wringing their hands and clutching their pearls over the potential shutdown, I've projected into the future when Trump actually becomes president, and he usually means what he says. And he says he's going to be a dictator, but only for day one. Now, supposing he doesn't stop at day one and continues to be a dictator, does he need a Congress? Does he need a Supreme Court? Does he need anybody? And certainly, I'm not the first one to think of this. Is it going to be like Russia has their elections, or like Hitler had his little group, which Trump is, you know, sort of amplified by his cabinet? So what is your opinion?
I think a better analogy is probably Hungary, but close to Russia. But I think you're right, Jan. And to the best of my knowledge, there's never been a dictator in history who only was a dictator for one day. I mean, once you seize that power, it's very seductive. It's very hard to let go of. So I suspect we're going to see an awful lot of stuff being, you know, that he's going to try to do an awful lot of stuff by executive order. It's going to be a lot of legal challenges. A lot of stuff is probably going to end up before the Supreme Court. They will probably go along with expanding the power of the presidency, which may backfire if Democrats can take back the White House in 28. But for the moment, it's going to be very uncomfortable.
I just want your opinion on that. I really don't see very rosy times ahead, given the Supreme Court.
I'm with you. Jan, thank you very much. Yeah, the right-wing billionaires have largely taken over the country, including the Supreme Court. Absolutely. Jim in Fairchance, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I'm worried about my relatives over there in Poland and Slovakia with Putin and all these things going on there. But I have a hard time talking to them. But I just want to hit you with this, that the Polish national anthem is the title Jeska Polska Nezgadała. And that means Poland has not yet perished. And I think over there, my dad was in the service in the 50s during the Cold War in France and Germany. There's Putin can do what he wants to do, but you're not going to let France, England, and Germany now them intervene in Poland. There's just something that's not going to happen.
I think this is why Putin is supporting Le Pen, why Putin is supporting AfD in Germany, Le Pen in France, you know, why he's supporting the Reform Party in the UK. Putin is supporting all these and his trolls and his social media thing, along with Elon Musk and X. They're all supporting these far-right movements because they want to end democracy in Europe. Democracy in Europe is a very uncomfortable thing for autocrats and dictators like Putin and President Xi and Mohammed bin Salman.
Hey, Tom, did you ever hear Stalin said something here? Now, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on this. But trying to put communism on Polish people is like trying to put a ballet slipper on an elephant's foot.
Oh, interesting. I've never heard that one. But it's probably true. Jim, thank you very much. Yeah, the Polish people have a strong streak of independence, and right now they're very concerned about Russia. We're hitting the top of the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
It's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK. Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's Monday, so our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Plus, it's January 6th. The counting and certification of the electoral vote is scheduled to take place. Tune in, we'll be wild.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Biden will head to New Orleans next week after the New Year's attack on Bourbon Street that killed 14 people.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre previewed the visit.
The President and First Lady will grieve with the families and community members impacted by the tragic attack on January 1st and meet with local and state officials on the ground.
Jean-Pierre says the President has offered his condolences to the families and this.
There is no justification for violence of any kind, and we will not tolerate any attack on any of our nation's communities.
In addition, she says every effort is being made to keep the American people safe. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President-elect Trump is not happy about a sentencing date set for next Friday in his hush money case. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Trump's spokesman calls the ruling deeply conflicted and says